Welcome to the new season of the Navuna Sustainable Business Podcast. So over the last 18 months, we've been really fortunate. We've spoken to some fabulous small businesses to get a better understanding, really, on where they are in the sustainability journey. And we've heard some fabulous tales. So what we've done this season is stopped and paused for a minute and have actually asked some industry experts who work with small businesses on a day-to-day basis, to reflect on some of the insights that we've learned from the people that we've met across the last 18 months, and just some of the top tips so that we can better understand and share those top tips with other small businesses. So today, I'm really pleased to be joined by Sabrina Ahmed, Marketing Manager at Navuna Business Finance. Thanks so much for joining us, Sabrina. It's lovely to have you with us. And so, in terms of your day-to-day role then, I imagine working with small businesses is something that you do quite often. So you probably have a very kind of in-depth insight of the ins and outs of the challenges that these businesses have to be green, I suppose. What's the best part of your job then?
I think it's the variety of activity that we get to do, from, I don't know, website updates to creating toolkits to support SME customers.
Yeah. It's all about support, isn't it? Helping them on that journey.
Absolutely.
I suppose. So you, like me, have listened to lots of podcasts and you've shared the experience of having spoken to these wonderful businesses that we've spoken to over the last 18 months. And some of the key things that I've learned is something that I thought we could talk about. It's the feeling, I suppose, that, you know, if you're a small business, you've got so much on your plate that you feel that you have to jump from here to there, or from hero to zero within, you know, 2 minutes. You've got to be sustainable. Yeah. You've got to be the greenest business on the block. You've got to do everything right. But the reality is quite different. I mean, we did speak to the lovely Alwen in Yechida in High Street in Whitchurch. And she was saying all about that. I mean, her business is all about sustainability at the heart of what they do.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really interesting. And I just wonder whether you had any kind of observations on the small, tiny things that businesses can do from what we've learned, really.
Yeah, so from speaking to Yachida, it was obvious that a lot of small businesses are struggling with the pressures of running a small business and kind of juggling those day-to-day duties on top of having to be sustainable.
Yeah.
But I think from that case study, what stood out was that Alwyn said small steps can go a long way. And I think that's something that is really powerful. I think if you take small steps, it can make a massive, meaningful difference. So I guess it's good for other small businesses to feel encouraged to take those small steps in order to progress. And then they'll probably find by doing one thing, they'll be doing lots of other things.
Absolutely.
That kind of tie into each other.
Yeah. What I found really interesting from having spoken to her was, as well, obviously, you know, being at the shop front when I was there interviewing her, you know, there were people walking in and out. And she was saying the one thing that really she really enjoyed was changing people's perceptions, so changing consumer habits.
Yes.
So you would have someone come in who, you know, had gone to one of the big retailers and bought all their pasta.
Yeah.
And then they would turn up to Alwyn's shop and all of a sudden they'd be buying pasta and they'd be taking in their things from home and they'd be doing it that way. So from her point of view, it was changing minds, you know, and changing behaviour, which is a powerful thing, isn't it?
Really, I thought
that was interesting.
Yeah. No, it is a really good thing. And I think it's probably so hard to change consumer habits all in one go. But again, it's everyone making those small changes that I think will drive a real positive difference in the long run. And it could start from filling up your pasta to filling up your washing detergent, for example.
No, wonderful. And one of the other things that did come out of that interview was waste. I mean, it was constant. The whole issue of waste kind of went through all the conversations we had, whether it was Cambridge Construction talking about the waste that they have, you know, in the construction industry that, you know, they felt the government could help with. They are taxed for that, I think, to businesses like the Remnant Revolution with the wonderful yes. Pinky, who was making a business from the waste or kind of cutoffs that the retail industry from garments, you know, that's yeah. wasted really. And I thought that was kind of really interesting. But I suppose as a small business, you know, we think about waste at home, don't we? What are the things that you learnt, I suppose, from the businesses we spoke to about how to be efficient with waste?
I think in terms of, again, it's those small steps. I think with the Remnant Revolution, it was taking an industry sector, for example, the fashion retail, who are renowned for being quite wasteful, and I guess tipping it on its head to use kind of like the offcuts and make it into something meaningful. Again, going back to consumer habits, a lot of people want to buy better and buy once. So I guess in terms of having someone like the Remnant Revolution coming in and using that waste, I guess it's helping people again on their sustainability journey as well.
So it's almost as if they're growing with the customers or yeah. learning as they go along, which is how we do it as normal people, isn't it? We maybe might not think that the businesses also think that way.
Exactly. And I think in terms of, so you've got a sustainable business that are kind of at the front of that, and then you've got the customers that are, I guess, supporting that. So they go hand in hand.
And it goes back to the small steps, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Really. It's like kind of everything that they do to build and grow is built on steps, I suppose. So how important do you think it is that businesses have the attitude that they can experiment? Because, of course, they've got costs, they've got bottom lines, they've also got to think. How much creativity do businesses have, I suppose, would be the question, to be creative and to trust their instinct to do something different when it comes to sustainability?
I think across all the kind of businesses that we've spoken to, they're all really creative and they all have really different ways of doing things. I think it's important for people to feel like they can experiment and you don't have to overhaul your entire business. It can be, again, going back to those small changes from, I don't know, recycling in the office, or I think one of our customers is finding new ways in the farming sector, for example, to not use fertilizers by using kind of the livestock. So again, it's knowing that you can experiment, and if it doesn't work, that's absolutely fine. You can learn from it and move forward.
Yeah, yeah.
And then try again. I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, because I think that came through strongly, didn't it, with Celtic Roots, which yes. is quite a different model of farming.
Yes.
I suppose, which I really was interested in that, because he was saying in terms of, you know, we were talking in the last episode about learning from peers.
Yeah.
But he's actually learning from YouTube peers.
Yeah.
And then he's also combining that with traditional methods of farming and learning that way, I suppose. But I suppose, you know, we're all human, aren't we?
Yeah.
And the one thing that came out of that interview with Dean and his community spirit to do things very differently was that he was quite human. And the fact he said, you know, I've made a huge amount of mistakes.
Yeah.
I continue to make mistakes. So you know, that's a good observation, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think in terms of making those mistakes and learning, I guess you help other people. I think he was part of a mentorship program as well. So that helps go a long way.
So I think one of the things that came out of, you know, three of the businesses I can think about, Yechida, Remnant Revolution, and also Dean Laurie with his Celtic Roots, was the strength of the community. Really, Alwyn was talking about the community of the high street and small businesses. And I think Pinky was talking about the community of, you know, kind of the refugees who were helping her.
Yeah.
And then with Dean, who was providing farming and food to the local community. It's really humbling to know sometimes that when it comes to sustainability, I suppose, it comes in so many different guises, doesn't it?
Exactly. I think sustainability is multifaceted. Mm. I think often we think about the green credentials, but actually there's so much more to it. You can think about the people, the community, and across all the small businesses, I think that comes across really strongly, I think, in terms of them serving their communities first.
So when it comes to Navuna then, I mean, every day you are kind of hearing from new businesses. What is the one thing that you do as a business? You learn these insights and you kind of, I suppose, you embed them in everything that you do there. How does Navuna Business Finance help these small businesses to become more sustainable, to be a part of their green journey?
So in terms of a part of our sustainability index, we listen to customers and businesses to find out what they're doing, what the challenges are, what opportunities they're seizing. And then we take those findings and we kind of analyse the insights and we will create toolkits to support them, because I think a lot of the research has shown that they do need more support. I think as big businesses, we have a lot of resources that your normal SME customer wouldn't have. So it's, I guess, providing them the tools and the resources to help them, I guess, make a meaningful start. So that's what Navuna Business Finance is there to do, as well as the kind of flexible funding solutions to help these small businesses. So we provide funding for assets and then that frees up cash flow, which in turn, I guess, can help these businesses use the money that they have got in their business on other initiatives that they might want to try out.
Yeah. And they could all be kind of, you know, next green thing, I suppose. But I suppose the word support is key there, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, a lot of the businesses we spoke to said that, you know, they've almost had to do it themselves, whether it's learning from peers or whether it's YouTube or, you know, trying to look for guidance from their local authority or the government has been quite hard to find, especially for, you know, businesses that are starting off from scratch, I suppose, which I know Navuna, you know, you tend to deal with possibly slightly, you know, kind of more medium-sized businesses. But that lack of support, is that something you come across as well in terms of some of the feedback through this insight that businesses give you?
Yeah, I think we have found that a lot of businesses say there is a lack of support and they would love to do more, but they haven't got either the financial backing or the understanding of what they need to do. I think in terms of the sustainability landscape, it is a very complex area. So I guess it's how we can help them break it down into kind of more kind of key milestones, I guess, that will help them on their way. But yeah, I definitely think in terms of the policymakers that create these policies, I guess, don't really understand the challenges that small businesses may face.
Yeah, and that's why it's been so interesting speaking to them, because some of the issues that I hadn't occurred to me, and some of them are quite, you know, common sense ones, really.
Yeah.
You kind of think, oh, well, that if that doesn't do that, you can't do that. So, you know, it's all about that, I suppose. So we were talking about milestones, and it's all about celebrating small businesses and the wonderful things that they've done to, you know, try and hit their net zero targets.
Yes.
But if you were to think of a small business that you would want to run, what would that be, do you think?
Oh, I think, again, with sustainability being multifaceted, I think I would love something that's more community-based, that will make a positive impact to the environment. I'm not entirely sure what that would be yet. But yeah, definitely something that was more people-focused.
Yeah, and of course at Navuna, yourselves, you do a lot of things within the business, don't you, to be sustainable as well. There's some lovely stories that I've heard.
Yeah, we've got communities from a multicultural community to LGBTQ+. So there's always something for everyone to get involved. And I think it's really lovely to have kind of our colleagues and employees kind of lead that, which is lovely to be part of.
Lovely. It's been so lovely to speak to you today, Sabrina. Thanks so much for your insights. Really interesting. For more information, do tune in to all our Navuna Sustainable Business podcasts. Thanks.